Let's at least get started. What is the definition of bishul? How do you define the malacha of bishul? Cooking. Great, cooking. You can't cook on Shabbos. What is that? What does cooking mean? We could say the word of every malacha. Again, bishul is at the end of the first set of malachas. I should have prefaced this before. We're still within the first set of malachas called Sidura de Pas. The first 11 malachas of the 39 are all the process from planting all the way to baking. Right, you plant, you plow, you sow, you reap, you winnow. The first 11 malachas are very orderly. The last one is finally you cook. That's bishul or afia. They're both the same malacha. So what is the definition? So the definition given by Ribiat's definition, it's a beautiful svarim in the Lamentas Malachas, he defines it as, a significant change in the properties of a food or substance. Again, a significant change in the properties of a food or substance by use of heat. Significant change, we have to talk about what significant means, in the properties of a food or substance, so meaning it doesn't only apply to food, we'll talk about bishul applies to non-food items as well, by use of heat. We'll have to talk about each of these, how you define it. Or Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn defines it in source number 4 as using heat to alter the quality of an item. And changing the item, why is it always changing? Because sometimes heat makes something soft, sometimes it makes it hard, sometimes it makes it edible. Heat does different things to different items. That's why it just changes it in some significant way. So what is called significant change? So again, a lot of what we're going to do is a package deal. We're going to get little by little tidbits, parts of the picture, and hopefully at the end we'll be able to look back at our notes and see the full picture of bishul. But again, for the next couple of weeks, all we're doing is bishul d'oraisa, so we can't paskin based on what we do over the next couple of weeks. We'll be able to get certain ideas, but one can't paskin until we finish the entire malach. Okay, so what is considered significant change? So first we'll talk about solids, solid foods, and then we'll talk about liquids. What is considered a change in a solid food? So the Gemara says the minimum l'chayev, meaning if I have a totally raw piece of meat, what's the minimum to make me chayev for bishul on Shabbos is making it edible. If I make a food edible, it is not edible, and I make it edible, edibility, that is a significant change. Right? I couldn't eat it, and now I can eat it. If I have a raw potato, right? Nobody eats raw potatoes. You eat raw carrots, maybe. And you eat raw other vegetables, you don't eat raw potato. So if I get the carrot, if I cook it on Shabbos from its raw state and make it edible, so then that is Aser D'oraisa on Shabbos, that is Bishul B'Shabbos. That is a significant change in the item. What does it mean edible? How do I know? So as discussed in the Gemara. The Gemara says in source number 6. Let's go to source number 6. We'll get back to 5. After number 5, just to mention it once it's here. Number 5, the Rama mentions that there's bishul by metal also. He mentions not only by food, it's by other items. So Rama says, let's say somebody cooks metal on Shabbos somehow. Right, so that's an example of bishul b'Shabbos as well. Okay, but anyway, getting back to our issue. So how much, what does it mean edibility? So we have the famous term here. Let's do it in source number 6. Says the Mishnah, Ein solin, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos Yutes, Ein solin basar basal ubeitza ela kadeshi yitzulam yivod yom. A person has to, when he cooks something on Erev Shabbos, he has to make sure it's cooked before Shabbos. Vein osin pasla tanarim chashecha v'lacharar aga v'gacholim ela kadeshi yikrimu panay yivod yom. A person cannot put bread into an oven until it's pre-cooked before Shabbos. It's relating to bishul d'rabbanan issues as well. But the important point in this source for us now is the Gemara. Says the Gemara, line 9, Vikama, what's called cooked? How much does it have to be cooked already to be called cooked? Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rav, Kedesha Yitzolu Mibod Yom, Kemachal Ben Drusai. The famous phrase you should be aware of in Hilchos Shabbos, Machal Ben Drusai. The food, the edibility of Ben Drusai. Ben Drusai was a bandit. He was a robber who was always on the run in the times of the Gemara. Very famous bandit. And he never had time to sit down and eat a big meal. He always didn't want to be caught by the authorities. So he used to eat things on the run. He cooked a little bit. He ate it, he ran. He cooked a little bit, he ran. So he only ate a little. He ate things when they were half raw. They were edible, but they were half raw. That's the minimum edibility. That's the minimum shir l'chayiv on Shabbos, machol ben drusai. When a food becomes edible, the level of machol ben drusai, that's bishul d'arais. What is machol ben drusai? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Says Rashi, right on the Gemara, ben drusai means a third cooked. Rashi right there, source 7, list him haya. He was a robber. Umavashel bishulo shlish. A third cooked. Somebody's a third cooked, so that is machlo ben drusai. The Rambam and the Ravid, source number 8, say no, it's half cooked. A little more lenient. Right, a third is not enough. Lenient in this halacha. Machlo ben drusai comes up in other areas of halacha as well. Where else might it come up? Where else can machlo ben drusai come up? Outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Bishalakum. Machlo ben drusai. Let's say if I cook something, I make it edible. So that might prevent it from being subject to bishalakum. I work the other way too. If a guy did it to machlo ben drusai, could I put my input in? Okay, but it might come up there too. It does come up there too. It comes up in various places. But for Hilchos Shabbos, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, the Rashi says a third cooked, and the Rambam says a half cooked. The Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmer lechatchila for Rashi. If there's ever any type of circumstance. The Mishnah Berurah says it's going to look it up in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Lama Ches. We're not going to look it up now. Reish Nun Gimel Lama Ches, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmer Lechatchila for Rashi. How does one calculate a third or a half? How do you know? Like you could tell, oh, this is half, this is a third. How do you calculate such measurements? So the Chazon Ish writes, in the next source, turning over the page, source number 9, the Chazon Ish writes, it goes by time. It goes by time. Meaning, kol shiyehei, let's start it, vihinei, line 4, bishul hutsura b'ha'ochel, v'lo shayach b'chatzon b'mita, v'tzorach l'shar b'zman ha'bishul. Im esbashva kol tzarcho b'beishos, arboi mergam heim l'shlish bishulo. If it takes something 2 hours to cook, so 2 hours is 120 minutes, so a third is 40 minutes. So 40 minutes is machlo ben drusai. That's the Chazon Ish. Again, you might have given a different definition, because sometimes things become more edible, like towards the beginning or towards the end of the time. But that's the Chazon Ish Shita. The Chazon Ish says, you figure out a third or a half based calculated in time. Right, and that's what the Osras HaShabbos says in Source 10, in the first volume of Osras HaShabbos. I think now there's more than one. Osras HaShabbos is a collection of psukim from the contemporary poskim. I met Rabbi Reish before. Rabbi Reish and I learned to set the Shabbos together in Rosh Chodesh Kol and YU. So we use those as the Shabbos then. We could ask him about the Sefer. Shir Gamachol Ben Drusai, the Chazon Ish Kasav, the Tzorach L'Shayer B'Zman HaBishul, the Mizbashul Kol Tzorach B'Vei Shos, Oz Arboim Rogoim Heim L'Shlish Bishulo. Uva HaRabba Min HaChazi Bishul. The Rambam we saw already. V'Ascholas HaBishul Shalamayim, we'll get to water after. And he quotes the Shevet Alevi in the next paragraph. The Shir Machlo Ben Drusai Nidar Bachatzio Bishus Bishlo Be'echus says you don't go by time, you go by quality of the item. Sometimes steak could become more edible. Like the first hour, it's still basically unedible. And after that, it goes much quicker. So maybe the time shouldn't go by time. So that's what the Shevet Alevi says. Either way, it doesn't come up so much halacha l'maisa. Nobody's cooking on Shabbos. But we have to know the daraisa before we get to the darabanan. This is just the background defining what the halacha is. So that is all the minimum shear by solid foods, by solid items. Solid, potatoes, or a piece of kugel. Any solid item, a piece of chicken, a piece of meat, that's all ma'achol ben drusai. That's the minimum. What about the maximum? What about if something already is machlo ben drusai? It's already edible. If I put that on the fire on Shabbos, can I still violate an issur d'oraisa? It's already edible. So am I shayach in the world of bishul d'oraisa, or is this only, which we'll get to, which we have no idea about yet, bishul d'rabbana? Looks like cooking, smacks of cooking, but it's not really cooking. One, something is machlo ben drusai. So that again is a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam in, did I give you the Rashba? I give you the Rashba, yeah, source 14. The Rashba says in source 14, Shabbat Yudches, V'od yesh li lomar, dekol debashil kamachol ben drusai, leka misha megis. There's no issur of stirring. We'll get to stirring, that's about the Shem later. There's no issur of stirring a pot if it already is machu b'drusoy, a third or a half cooked. Why? Dohab megus mishum mavashal u'demachayev. Because megus stirring is in part is cooking. V'kivin sheyigil machu b'drusoy sulecha mishum mavashal. Shita's harashva is machu b'drusoy is both the minimum and the maximum for bishul on Shabbos. You have to cook it to machu b'drusoy in order to be chayav d'oraisa on Shabbos. You have to go from unedible to edible, a third or a half. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Once you reach that level, there's no more bishul d'oraisa shayav. It's finished. Bishul d'oraisa is finished. Machu b'drusoy, you're only in the world of bishul d'rabbanis. It can have very important halakha l'maaseh ramifications. For a chol has to eat something. You'd rather do it nisa d'rabbanan than to do it nisa d'oraisa. Very different ramifications. What is that? But that is the Rashba. That's also the sheet of the Ramban and the Rush and other Rishonim. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam in Source 15 says Hamavashel al Haor. If somebody cooks on fire, Dabar Shahaya Mavushal called Sarcho. If somebody cooks something that is fully cooked, O Dabar Shein Otzarach Bishul Klal, or something that Bishul doesn't affect it at all, Pater. Then he's Pater. Which we discussed in the past. Pater means also means Rabbanan. Remember the three language, three lashonos in Hilchos Shabbos: Mutter, Pater, Chayiv. Chayiv means Daraisa. Pater means Pater. Avalaser means Rabbanan, and Mutter means Mutter. So what did the Rambam say? Once something is fully cooked, then you're allowed to have it on the fire Daraisa. Mashma that until it's fully cooked, there's bishul Daraisa that shayich. So according to the Rambam Shita is Machu b'drusoy is the minimum, but there is Bishul D'Araisa that Shayach all the way from Machu b'drusoy edible until Mevushal called Sarcho, until it is fully cooked. And that's a lot. That's a lot. Somebody puts up a shulchan Friday morning, probably by 1, 2 o'clock is Machu b'drusoy. So is there any Bishul D'Araisa that Shayach for the next 6 hours? Right, the Machlokas, Rambam Rashba. The machlokas. What's the lundus behind the machlokas? From one thought of lundus behind. We'll get back to the lamaisa. So there's different ways that pronim say it, but you can say it in opposite ways. One way is to suggest, according to the Rambam, that bishul d'oraisa is shayach because the Rambam goes by the maisa bishul. Goes by the maisa bishul, and as long as you're making it better, you're cooking. So this is on the maisa. The Rashba says he focused on the item. The item, the chefza. The chefza is cooked. It's cooked. It's edible. It's cooked. It's cooked. It's finished. So what? It gets more cooked. But it's cooked. It's basically cooked. It's called the Dover Mevushal. Right when it's Machu b'drusoy. And one can suggest the exact opposite. According to the Rambam, it's based on the item. The chefza. The chefza, it keeps getting better. It keeps getting better. So it keeps changing. So there's still bishul hashayach. Masha'enkein, according to the Rashba, maybe an act of cooking is defined as making it edible. And once you make it edible, that's the act of cooking is finished, and therefore there's no more maisa bishul that shayach. So we don't know which one they say, but the svaris could go in opposite directions. So this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, in Kabarai. I didn't bring one. Mr. Brother? Mr. Brother? Mr. Brother says, thank you. In Shin Yud Ches Sif Chavav, that we try to be machmir for the Rambam. Try to be machmir for the Rambam to assume that there is Bishul D'Araisa, that is Shayach, even all the way up to Macho Bedrusoy. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Tavshul Shin Esfashul called Sarcho, Yeshua Bishul Bishul and Mistani. Okay, we'll get to that. That's in terms of Bishul Achar Bishul. And then it says, "V'imlo nisvashu kol sarcha, v'bit nisvashu kol machu b'drusoy." Bishul Berurah says, "V'hu adin yoser ad sheyigamar bishulo shayach bo bishul min haTorah." Still shayach, says the Shaar HaTzion on the bottom. Kein mashma v'ir agra v'chein muchach b'rambam. Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. As the Bishul Berurah says, we have to be machmir for the thank you for the Shitas HaRambam to assume that. That this there is bishul that is shayach all the way to mevushal kol sarcho. The Bir Alacha there discusses it at length, but that is the Rambam right, Rambam and Rashi. That is all solids. Questions so far? No.
Wait, the second Mahalach and the Machlokas and the Rambam and the Rashba?
Yeah.
What was Rashba holding?
Second one, I don't remember what I said first. The second one was, according to the Rambam, it's focused on the item. Yeah. On the item. And therefore, as long as the item's getting better, there's still Bishul that's Shaya. According to the Rashba, the Rashba focuses on the Maisa Bishul. And a Maisa Bishul is defined as making something unedible to edible. And therefore, it's only up until Machlo Ben Drusayim. Yeah.
What's considered totally cooked?
Right, so there's another concept which we'll get to later. There's Machlo Ben Drusayim, there's Mevushal Chol Sarcho, fully cooked, and then there's something called Mitztamik V'yachdalo. It's fully cooked, but it's getting better. You can have a challah that's fully cooked, but the next morning it tastes much better. Right, the more it sits. But it's fully cooked means when, right now, you would take it out and you'd serve it. The barley isn't hard anymore. Right, everything is fully cooked. Everything is fully cooked. So that's, it still can be Mitztamik V'yachdalo. It gets better overnight. But it's still, that's not that. You pass the Lusha called Sarcho, there's no Daraisa. Even the stomach Viyafalo. Even if it gets better, but even the Rambam wouldn't say that that's special Daraisa. Okay. That's all significant change for solids. So now, what about a significant change for liquids? What is special by liquids? You can't talk about, you can't talk about edible. Water is edible before you heat it up at all. So how do you measure significant change when it comes to liquid? So the halacha is that one does not need any significant change in the liquid. One not just needs to heat it to a significant level. One does not need a significant change because you can't measure liquids by changing it. But it must be heated to a significant level. How hot is that? That is the lashon of Yad Soledespo. Yad Soledespo. Literally, the soledes means recoils. Your hand jumps back. Your hand would jump back from the touch. It's also called, in other contexts, and most poskim assume there's no difference between these two phrases, yad nichves bo, your hand will get burned by it. It's one poskim that thinks there's a difference, but generally we assume it's the same kind of lashon. Yad soledes bo, that's the lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem. That is when one takes a liquid. Let's say I have water. I put water on the fire. And there's a fire, and I put water, and I take off the water when it gets lukewarm, before it gets the Yasoledes Bo, I haven't violated an Issa D'oraisa. If I left it on there until it reaches the Yasoledes Bo, I have violated an Issa D'oraisa. If somebody takes ice cream out of the freezer and lets it melt, right? There's no Bishul problem there, even though it's turning into a liquid now. You're not heating it. Right? Liquid, as long as it's becoming a liquid, the only bishul that shayach is when it becomes a yatzoledespo. Is there a svara for this yatzoledespo? The reason why this is the shear? So there is a very fascinating Gemara in Maseches Chulin, where the Gemara says in Source 17, talking about Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim ain't no one elbitsone, nava bachamin lo. You can't use hot water for Mayim Achronim. Machronim, topic of a separate shear. My machronim, only with cold water. Amr of Yisla Bar Yosef, Amr of Yanai, Lo Shanu, Elisha Hayatso Ledes Bohen. What can't you use for my machronim? Only water that's boiling hot. Yatso Ledes Bohen. Abo Eina Yatso Ledes Bohen, no slim. But if it's warm water, it's fine. It's not burning Yatso Ledes Bohen water. What's wrong with Yatso Ledes Bohen water? Okay, your hand's going to burn. But what's wrong with that halakhli? Why can't you use it? Says Rashi. Look at Rashi there. Soledes nechves burns im hayat soledes bahen butlu vinishtanu mitoras mayim. Cold water is called water. Hot in Hebrew is called mayim. Hot water is called chamin. It's a different shame. Different shame be'etzem. Boiling hot water is a different. It's a significant change. So Rashi's telling us based on this Gemara. That's what Yatso Ledes Bo is it's not just the temperature. It's a temperature that, just like parallel in solids, edibility, how do you measure significant change in liquids? Yatso Ledes Bo changes what this item is. This item becomes chamin, it is no longer mayim. What is this temperature? So I gave you a couple of the shitos. Rabbi Ribriak quotes a couple of the shitos in Source 19. He quotes a couple of temperatures of items, but the machlokes about Yad Soledes Bo, I don't think I gave you, I'll mention it to you. Rav Aaron Kotler holds it's about 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Rav Moshe holds it's about 110 degrees. Rav Moshe in a tshuva in our Chaim Chela Dalet, in the long tshuva written to Rabbi Eider, Chela Dalet Simen Ayin Dalet, 110 degrees Fahrenheit. In the Kisra Elcha Shabbos, it's a little bit even more machmer, 104. Either way, these are all temperatures. We don't fool around with these temperatures.
What was Rav Aaron?
Rav Aaron was 120. And you see in the average hot bath water is about 104 degrees. An average bath, you see, gives you luke bath warm water is about 99 to 100. Cup of hot coffee, 125 degrees. Chicken soup.
That's all relative.
Right, so again, this is measuring the temperatures. But again, this is what these great poskim assumed what Yasol Ezespo was in Fahrenheit. In the Pesachei Tshuva, in source 21, turning over the page, he quotes, We don't fool around. We don't fool around with Yasol Ezespo. Okay, we'll get it closed. We're not going to make it so hot. No, we don't fool around with this type of issue. It says, quote, I am a savior of Harshar. In Chulin, Shkiva da Anan lo b'kiin b'shir shekresa shal tino b'nichves al kapana b'midi da raisa ra lahachmir b'kli risha na shiyasa misafim ilibo she'im bo choma nizkar. Well, you know, otherwise, if it's boiling hot, we have to stay away from it. We don't warm up boiling hot. We don't make liquids boiling hot on Shabbos. We can take the chill out of something, but we don't make them boiling hot. Again, as I mentioned before, Yasol Ezespo comes up in many areas of halacha. Comes up in Issur Heter, in Yeridaya. The first shaila that a rav will ask the questioner on the phone, when somebody says, I just put my milchik fork into my hamburger, was it a hot hamburger? How hot was it? I was washing my milchik dishes in my fleshik sink. Was it hot? Well, if you're washing your dishes, it probably wasn't Yasol Ezespo. Yasol Ezespo, it has to be that hot in order to have a taste transfer for Issur Heter, for Basar V'Challah. Hopefully, we'll show you after Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe in a couple of years, we'll do Kashrus. But again, that is becomes up outside of Hilchos Shabbos as well. But here too, this is the definition for us. Halacha L'maisa, what does this mean? Where does it come up? Warming up hot water. So it comes up by using hot water on Shabbos. Let's say I go over to my sink and I open up the hot water faucet. We don't do that on Shabbos. Why don't we do that on Shabbos? Why don't we turn on the hot water faucet? Because we know, more in America than in Israel. In America, there's a hot water tank in all the basements. Big hot water tank. And what happens when I turn on the hot water? The hot water comes from that hot water tank to my sink. So far, so good. What did I do wrong? It was boiling hot, and I was still boiling hot. The problem is, as the hot water tank in my basement gets emptied, what happens? Cold water goes into it from the other side and gets heated up to fill it up again. So I am boiling that new water that's going into the hot water tank. That's the problem. That's why we can't use hot water if you open up your sinks. Again, in Israel, it's a totally different issue. Hopefully, we'll get to talk about it a little bit. Dud Shemesh, which is not really spoken about. Rav Moshe doesn't really speak. Rav Moshe talks about it a little bit, but again, the postgame or Svi Pesach and others, when it became very common to have Dudei Shemesh on Shabbos, a different type of mechanism. But again, that is something that one must be careful with. What Ribiyat says in source 23, some people switch off. He says, some say, oh, don't worry, I'm going to turn off the temperature right before Shabbos. I'm going to turn it off before Shabbos. No problem. There is a big problem. What's the big problem? I turn off the temperature before Shabbos, but the thing stays hot for another 20 hours. It's boiling. So even when I take water out, the cold water is going in. It's being heated by that boiling hot water in there. We're going to learn about what that is. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, we're going to learn about all these Lashonos. But at least for us for now, the hot water is becoming Yasol Ezespo, and therefore, at least indirectly, it's Bishul D'Oraisa. Could be an indirect grama Bishul D'Oraisa, but that is a problem. The only way to do that in that circumstance would be to turn it off early enough in the day, so by the time Shabbos starts, it's not hot anymore. It's not Yasol Ezespo anymore. So then any water going in won't turn to Yasol Ezespo. That would be a way to do it. As he says in 23, one must conclude there's no practical method by which hot tap water may be turned on in a private home on Shabbos without any compromises. Okay, so that is the related to liquids. One more question. This is discussed in the postgame again. It doesn't come up so much, but just finishing up this issue, and that is just like we asked by solids. Once you reach the minimum, once you reach Yasol Ezespo, once you reach Machlo Ben Dusai, is there still Bishul D'Oraisa up until Mevushal Kalsarcho? We could ask a similar question here. After Yasol Ezespo, it could keep getting hotter. It could get to what's called boiling. Yasol Ezespo isn't boiling. If you make noodles, the water becomes boiling hot. It becomes yatzel edespo before you see the bubbles. You have to wait for the bubbles to put the noodles in. Right? So there's yatzel edespo and then there's boiling. What if something is already yatzel edespo? So is there bishul d'oraisa, just like we asked before, by solids, is there bishul d'oraisa when it comes to getting it to ma'ale resichus? So, that is a machlokes achronim, source 24 in the Yotzos HaShabbos, he quotes it, v'hartiach mayim sheneschamu kishir yatzoledes, to boil water, that was already yatzoledes bo. Kasav min chaz yischach, to mayim sheneschamu kishir yatzoledes, adayin enim u'bushalom chal tzarcham, osur la'hartichon. Min chaz yischach, dayin why, said it's osur, v'chein dasur ol yashiv, v'chein kasav shevet alevi, and Reb Moshe seems to say it's mutter. Once it's yatzel edespo, it's already mevushal, and therefore there wouldn't be any more bishul shayach to it, and the Shlomo Zalman is mesupik about it. But that is all related to the first issue, the rule of definition. What is the definition of bishul? A significant change. We spoke about solids. We spoke about liquids. That is all number one. Let's start number two. Got to use every minute. We don't have so much time. Every minute. Part two. Part two. We'll start now for 3 minutes, and then we'll continue next week. Part two, bishul d'oraisa doesn't only mean cooking something that would not have become cooked, and I cook it. I take something and I put it on the fire. Bishul d'oraisa is also if I do what is called mikarev bishulo. If I hasten an already cooking process, that is also bishul d'oraisa. We're going to see four or five examples of this. How do you hasten something? If something is close to a fire, and it's going to cook in 6 hours, and on Shabbos, I move it closer to the fire, and now it cooks in 3 hours, it's going to cook anyway. What did I do? It's bishul d'oraisa. Bishul d'oraisa doesn't mean from 0 to 100. Even if it's going to cook anyway, still, moving it closer to a fire, making the fire bigger. It's not only the malacha of making a fire on Shabbos, it's also cooking on Shabbos. Makari bishulo is a problem. So, where does makari bishulo come up? So, it comes up in a number of places. Let's just do one of them today. One of them today. This is the a ha'ara that is made by the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos in source 27 on the bottom of the page. The Shmir Shabbos says, let's say right after Shabbos starts, I daven very quickly. Let's say my wife is at home and she just lit candles. Shabbos just started and she's in the middle of making something. So she needs some of the hot water from the urn. But what if I put the water in right before Shabbos? So the water is not fully cooked yet. It's not yatzel edespo yet. It's warm in there, but it's getting there. My wife is going to take some water out. She's going to reduce the volume of water in there. What does that mean? The rest of the water is going to cook faster. I was going to cook in half an hour. Reducing the volume is hastening the cooking of what's left in there. Says the Shmir Shabbos in source 27. V'da, kidud hamayim, she'omid al-gabi ha'esh, an urn, afilu mechuse, v'hamayim shebo einam yasol edespo, and the water is not yasol edespo yet, osur lahotzi mimenu mayim gamder beres adud. You can't take water out yet. I mean, the simple answer is to just put the water in enough time before Shabbos. You know it's hot. But if you put it in right before Shabbos, you can't take water out. Kivan shal yidei kain, hu gorim shahamayim hanosarim bedud, yagiyu lidei yatzel edespo yosir maher. The rest of the water left in the dud is going to get heated up quicker. It's just like moving a pot closer to a fire. It's makari pishulo. Same results. So that would be something that would be a problem. Others think maybe it's only a grum, it's indirect. But either way, this is something that should be stayed away from, meaning just make sure the water is in way before Shabbos. Make sure way before Shabbos, half an hour, 45 minutes before Shabbos should be enough in most cases. That is number one, Makari Bishulo. Just say the name of the next one to write it down. Number two example, which comes up very much, and that is what's called Magus. Mem Gimel Yud Samach. Magus stirring. Stirring the pot on the fire, or even off the fire, as we'll see. Something that is not fully cooked, what happens when you stir something? I move items that are further away from the fire to... Why do I stir something? So I want it to cook evenly. This is cooking now, I want this part to cook. So we're going to talk all about stirring, Bezrat Hashem, at the beginning of next week's shiur. It will stop here.